Hey, how are you, George?
Good. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much. And I wanted to have a comment and a question.
Okay.
First, my comment. Because of Dr. Wallach, that's you, sir, because of the information that you disseminated and I passed on to my little brother about the elimination of all wheat, rye, barley, and oats, and the oils also that you mentioned, my little brother and his family are now Crohn's disease free because they lived a gluten-free life now without any cross-contamination, which was important. It wasn't cheap for them to do it, but they did it. And I'm very happy to report that.
Greatness.
And then number two, my question is this. What is your opinion on the use and consumption of natural butter as opposed to margarine and other saturated fat?
I bet I could answer this for you, Doc, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Those are great stories and great questions. And of course, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, celiac disease, diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, all those things are caused by gluten. Okay, when you look at them under the microscope, they're all the same disease. They're just given different names because they're in different part of the intestines. And they are responsible for COVID being a serious disease in older people. Okay, because when you have your intestinal lining dying from the consumption of gluten, whether it's in beer or bread or spaghetti or pasta or breakfast cereals, it doesn't matter, beer, okay, what happens is your intestines die. Even if you're supplementing, you cannot absorb the nutrients. Your bone marrow cannot make white blood cells, cannot make antibodies, cannot make platelets, cannot make red blood cells. And you have to start going to the doctor once a month to get an iron shot or a B12 shot. You see older people bleed underneath their skin because they don't have enough platelets to prevent bleeding. Remember, 20 million people died in India in 1918 from H1N1. They all hemorrhaged to death. They didn't die of viral pneumonia. And same way here. Herman Cain, the CEO of Godfather Pizza, 74 years old, he had eight pre-existing conditions, including they claim it was colon cancer. It's probably just ulcerative colitis, but they said he had colon cancer, which was in remission. He had, he was obese, and he had arthritis. And they treated him for 30 days, and he dies. Okay, this billionaire, yes, CEO of Godfather's Pizza, because he'd been eating pizza crust for 30-something years, okay? Gluten alert, gluten alert, gluten alert. So I'll share that with you. Now, I apologize. The second part of the question was?
Well, he was talking about how he was gluten-free with his family, of course,
yes.
But he just wanted to thank you for everything you've done.
Okay.
You did a good job.
And, of course, it just takes a few weeks to be gluten-free, and your intestines will heal. You'll begin to absorb, and this is where you really need to be taking the 90 essential nutrients. All vertebrates, and again, that's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute's National Treasure, all vertebrates, whether you're a snake or a fish or a whale, or a wombat, or a human being, or a giraffe, or a dog, or a cat, or a cow, it doesn't matter. All vertebrates require these 90 essential nutrients, including for your immune system, which is your bone marrow. When your bone marrow doesn't get these nutrients, your bone marrow dies, it fills up with scar tissue, and also fat, and you can't make white blood cells, antibodies, red blood cells, and platelets, and you bleed to death when you get COVID-19.